song. Mr. Felder, Meadows, you and Joe Walsh hooking up off You Can't Argue With a Sick Mind. 1976. That goes back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's an understatement. Uh-huh. It's Don Felder and Ravi Soni here from RKS Guitars. Tony Scott and Bob Coburn on Rockline. 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625 to talk to our guests. And let's talk about how you guys hooked up here. The Don Felder-Ravi connection here with RKS Guitars.
Well, I guess it originally started, I was over doing a charity celebrity poker event at some casino, and I wound up sitting down at a table, and I managed to stay alive for about 25 minutes before I went all in and lost all my money. But sitting directly across from me at this poker table was a kid that had just had a lung and heart transplant. And he was a victim of cystic fibrosis.
Right.
And next to me was a fellow named Dale Jensen, who little did I know at the time, was on the board of directors of the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Right.
So when I realized this kid had really survived a heart and lung transplant, I said, well, I don't know very much about cystic fibrosis. What is it? And he got up and came around and sat down beside me and took out this book that had photographs of his life when he was diagnosed with the disease, in the hospital having his surgery, right after his surgery, with the parents of the child who had perished in a car wreck and had donated his organs to him.
Right.
I was so moved by this kid and this story, because less than 1% of the heart and lung transplants survive, that I said, well, what can I do to help? And my friend Dale Jensen, who was sitting there, saying, I'm going to put you in touch with Boomer Esiason. You can do something with Boomer and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So the next thing I know, Dale's calling me, Boomer's calling me, and I'm signed up to do a nice benefit for them at the Waldorf Astoria, I think in March. And Dale showed up later and saw me at a show that I played with Alice Cooper over at the Dodge Theater in Phoenix, and came backstage afterwards and said, you are fantastic. I've got to get you some of these guitars that we make, and let me know what you think about them. So he shows up at my house with Robbie very shortly thereafter and shows me these guitars. And I have to tell you, since I opened the case, not only visually are they totally unique, but they're one of the few guitars that I've picked up that feels like it's been set up and designed by somebody who's either an excellent guitar tech. I mean, you play it, you feel it, it feels in tune, it plays intonated, it just feels like it's set up the way you'd want a guitar to play when you pick it up, like a professional guitar should
right.
feel, not something that's on, you know, some Sears and Roebuck shelf somewhere. And I was so impressed with it that they invited me out to their factory to kind of see how they were made and get into the design aspect of it. And so I've gotten really kind of enthralled with the whole concept of their design. It's a real cutting-edge approach to designing an instrument that's just fascinated me. So I'm drawn into the whole process here.
Now, Ravi, one of the co-founders of RKS Guitars.
That's right.
What inspired you to change something that had pretty much been the same for over 50 years?
It started with a healthy naivete about guitars. And I run a design firm called RKS Design out in Thousand Oaks.
Right.
We design dishwashers and refrigerators, cell phones, watches, you know, the normal everyday objects, you know, a couple of, you know, regular houseworth things like garlic presses and cheese graters. Yeah, not guitars, not instruments. But about 5 years ago, I went into a guitar center and bought a Larravee acoustic guitar. And I came to the office. I said, hey, guys, I'm learning how to play guitar. What do you think about just doing an exploration about guitars? And a guy who worked for me was a vice president named Paul Janowski, who was a guitar builder all through college and high school, and went into design field and then went into management. He says, that's my dream project. And I said, great, Paul. I said, why don't we start running with it? So we, you know, just purely naively started looking at the market and looking at all the variations, and we started what we call a sketch fest. That's where a bunch of designers, like a Nissan commercial, sit around and we sketch for days upon end. So somewhere in the process of 670 sketches, we saw a sketch that was this spinal column with a rib cage with skins hanging on it. And I looked at it and said, you know, there's something that you could that's interesting here. There's something that's different. And if you could bring it to life, guys, you know, we could make something happen.
Wow. The light bulb went on. There's one right in front of us here, to be continued. You've played one of these, Don. These are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I have three of these. They're fabulous.
What a great sound.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
We'll revisit that. Tony Scott for BC, 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. We do have calls coming up. But, folks, on the border, Don, back to that, certainly raised the band's profile. Was that smooth?
Uh-huh. I wouldn't call that a smooth transition.
No, I wouldn't.
It's not as smooth as an 18-wheeler coming through.
One of these nights certainly made you guys household names. And let's throw on the title track. Don, you not only play lead guitar on this, but I understand you devise the very interesting bass line that begins the song.
I actually kind of wrote the bass part. We were stuck in a studio in Miami getting ready to record that. Right. Randy Meisner was stuck in a snowstorm trying to get out of Nebraska, and so we were in the session, and I started playing the bass just because we needed a bass player, and I wrote this bass part, and then Randy showed up the next day and had to learn the bass part, which was the one that stayed on the record.
So. One of your absolute best. One of these nights, Don Felder on Rockline.